For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
For full details, including terms and conditions, visit unlock.com/legal. Call 1-888-780-6854 to speak with a representative today. Actor portrayal. Terms and conditions apply.
Lisa, thanks for having me over. Your new kitchen is gorgeous. How'd you find the money to do it?
We worked with this great company, Unlock. They help you unlock the future value of your home to get the cash you need today.
So it's a home equity loan?
No, it's not a loan at all. There's no monthly payments and no interest charges ever. And you can use the money however you want. We were able to redo our kitchen and pay off our credit card debt.
Wow, Jack and I could really use this to finally pay off our old student loan debt. How do I get started?
It's easy. Just give him a call or go to unlock.com.
Call 1-888-780-6854 to unlock the value in your home and get up to $500,000 in cash with no monthly payments and no interest ever. Use the money for home improvements, to pay off debt, or to add to your retirement fund. It's up to you. Visit unlock.com. That's unlock.com. Or call 1-888-780-6854 now to get started. Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Signature Select Classic Ham, shank half or whole, bone in while supplies last, just 89 cents per pound. Enjoy 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries. Buy two, get two free of equal or lesser value when you buy four. And mix and match Nabisco snack crackers, Ritz crackers, Cheetos, Doritos, Tostitos, or Sun Chips, selected varieties and sizes. Buy two, get two for free when you buy four. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Jeez. Hi, everybody. It's Brian Green from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Confident, bold, and she thinks she has all the answers. BXY Mornings present Rochester's favorite game.
Can't beat Breezy.
Let's change the name to Can Beat Breezy, shall right? we?
Really? She's been struggling, but that's okay. Our girl Breezy has 13 wins and 25 losses on the board. This is for your very own PXY Morning crew neck. It comes in any size in two vibrant colors, black or gray.
Yep, so vibrant.
Let's go to the
Get
phones.
Get those graphics on.
We're looking for caller 8 right now. PXY, who's this?
Wavy Davey.
Wavy Davey. Where are you calling from this morning, bud?
The office.
Okay, where's that? Where would that be?
We don't know that.
Gates, New York.
Gates, New York.
Gates, New York.
All right, buddy.
Not
well,
to be confused with Gates, Virginia.
I got good news for you. You are color 8. You're going head to head with our girl Breezy. Do you have what it takes? I don't know. We'll be able to tell by you talking some trash to her. Let's hear your confidence level this morning. Where's it at?
Breezy, I know how you feel about a bar of soap and warm water, but I'm going to beat you so dirty you're going to want to take a shower.
I don't shower, so.
Maybe this was a mistake.
Oh my God,
okay,
I gotta go. No,
okay,
I'm not
Breezy's
back.
Leaving the room. Okay, Wavy Davey, 5 questions on the board. You get 5 seconds on the clock to answer each one. If you end in a tie, you automatically get the win. And I'm going to be honest with you, today's questions are a little tough. Let's go to question number 1. Which Jonas brother did Miley Cyrus date?
I know nothing about those guys. Nick Jonas.
Going with Nick Jonas. All right, I'm locking you in with Nick Jonas. Question number 2. You have 5 seconds. Wavy Davey, what is the 23rd letter in the alphabet? Go.
W.
Locking you in. Final answer is W. Are you with us?
Yeah. Final answer.
Question number 3. Which planet is known as the blue planet?
Earth.
Going with Earth. And question four. Dave, which part of the body becomes inflamed if you have dermatitis?
Skin.
Going with skin. Locking you in for skin. And then question number five. Who is the name of the person who just won the Masters tournament in golf this past Sunday?
Rory McIlroy.
Rory McIlroy. We're locking you in. That's your final answer. Let's bring our girl Breezy back into the room. And we're going to tally these up, Dave, see how well you did. Dave from Gates, not too shabby this morning, Breezy. You want to know how well he did?
Not really.
All right.
Five out of five.
Yeah.
Yeah. The whole thing's rigged, so it's fine.
All right, Breezy, I believe in you this morning. The questions are a little tough, but I know you can do it. Which Jonas brother did Miley Cyrus date?
Nick.
Question number two. What is the 23rd letter in the alphabet? Go.
This is where we lose it. Cut the music. The wheels are coming off. W?
Going with W. Question number three. Breezy, which planet is known as the blue planet?
Venus.
Question number four. Which part of the body becomes inflamed if you have dermatitis?
Your skin.
And question number five. Breezy, who is the name of the person who just won the Masters tournament this past Sunday?
Bob. Don't know.
You're going with Bob.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going.
I love that guy.
Okay, we're going with Bob. Let's go back over to Davey. How do you think Breezy did, Davey?
I think she tanked.
You think she tanked?
To put it lightly. As usual.
Why don't we go ahead and run through the board here real quick, all right? Question number one, both of you got that correct. It was Nick Jonas. Question number two, the 23rd letter in the alphabet is W.
Is it really?
Yes.
Wow, I crushed.
Question three, which planet is known as the blue planet? The answer to that is Earth. Breezy said Venus, which obviously is actually a really good guess. And then question four, which part of the body becomes inflamed if you have dermatitis? It is the skin. And no, question five, Bob did not win the Masters. It was Rory.
Wait, Rory from Bob. Here? The one who married someone from here?
That's right, yeah.
They divorced, then got back together.
That's right.
That moment for them.
Yeah, you could have.
Not me not knowing his name, but knowing his entire family history.
Wavy Davey from Gates, congratulations, buddy. You just put Breezy on the board with 13 wins and 26 losses. How do you feel?
Oh, really good.
I love that really moment good. For you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. All right, well, thanks for the threats this morning against beating Breezy with a bar of soap. Yeah, so we're going to put you on hold, but don't you worry, buddy. We're hooking you up with a PXY morning crew neck.
I don't know what he did or if he did prison time or what was going on, but there's something weird with that guy.
Here's an idea. Be a part of the show. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station. 98 PXY.
Chapel Rowan on PXY Mornings. Moose, Breezy, what's up, guys? Thanks for tuning in. 41 for the high today. There's a new bill to sell wine in grocery stores. Now, yes, it's exciting. Not for everybody. Not for everyone, yeah. But the goal is aiming to find a middle ground here in the long-debated issue of selling it in New York grocery stores. But there's a catch. There's always a catch. The bill would allow grocery stores to sell wines, but only those that use products from or were produced in New York State, because the proposal seeks to satisfy consumer demands while supporting New York businesses. So liquor stores would still be able to sell wines from outside New York, but a second bill is set to be proposed that would allow them to sell foods such as cheese, wine, crackers, and olives. That's something they currently are not allowed to do. Now, obviously, you have a lot of local liquor stores, kind of like East Ave Liquor that I frequent. They're concerned because 60% of their sales come from wines. It's just a huge chunk.
That's not great.
You start putting it in grocery stores, that becomes a problem for local businesses. So basically, I mean, some of these liquor stores have a contract with New York State where they can't sell beer. Mm-hmm. You're just, it's, that's a completely separate license. You can't have the two of them in the same spot, like beer and wine, for example. But now the changes that they want to make is basically, let's take something away from these local liquor stores. And you have different contracts. So it's basically not fair for some of the owners of these liquor stores. That's what they're saying. But one business that expressed support for the bill is Wegmans.
Really?
Saying we have always been a supporter of local and regional products that are produced where we have stores. We support the legislation that would provide convenience to New York consumers by giving them access to wine in grocery stores. Well, of course you would support it.
Right.
Because in a sense, without, they're cheating the system in a sense. So the people that are taking the hit here are the local liquor stores because they can't sell both. But if this wine gets into grocery stores within New York State, you have Wegmans already selling beer.
Right.
And malt beverages plus wine. Yeah, of course they're winning.
It's so crazy how these like liquor laws work, because if you go to like a bar or maybe like a wedding, some like licenses are only beer and wine together combined.
That's
like
right.
A liquor license is a completely different thing. So like it's so different. It's so crazy how different everything is when it comes to the sale and production of alcohol.
You know,
all
I became
different types.
I became so used to just buying all of my hard liquor at like a Target or CVS when I was living
on
the West Coast.
Crazy.
So I do my grocery shopping and it was like, oh yeah, you know, I need a bottle of Basil Hayden, and there it is.
Right.
So when I'd come home for the holidays, I would forget. And my mother would send me out to go get a bottle of wine, you know, and I would go and stop at a Walgreens or a CVS.
Right.
I'm like, oh, that's...
You're like, this is not it.
We don't do that here. Coming up on the show, we're asking the question, is it a red flag if you have been with someone close to a year and you have yet to get into an argument or disagreement with one another? From my personal experience, I'm going to say yes, but we want to hear from you guys on this topic. We'll talk about it coming up next on PXY.
Miss out on 98 PXY's last flyaway to see Kendrick Lamar.
How concerning is it to be in a relationship for close to a year with someone and yet you haven't had your first argument yet? Not even a disagreement. Is this a red flag that the relationship lacks any kind of depth? It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. I would make the argument that not ever getting into a heated discussion with your significant other or having any kind of fight with one another after dating for close to a year is not always good.
No, I wouldn't say that either. And I think that some people might be listening to this and thinking like, well, why do you want that toxicity? Why do you want to fight with your partner? It's not that you want to. It's just that you know and are familiar with how they're going to act in conflict, in disagreement, and know what you're in for. The last thing you want to do is get like 2-3 years into it and be like, I hate who they are when they're angry with me.
Well,
I hate the way they talk to me when we're disagreeing. And then what?
What do you guys think? I mean, from my own personal experience, it means you're not communicating with each other. And maybe you are. I mean, people handle things in certain heated discussions differently than others.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not saying it's healthy to put your fist through the drywall. Nope. Because people do that.
Right.
However, I had drinks with a close buddy of mine over the weekend, and his girlfriend of close to a year is telling all her friends that something's up with their relationship. And she says, we never fight. We haven't had any arguments. We haven't had any disagreements. And the only time he seemed a little annoyed is when I flushed one of my tampons down his toilet.
It kind of seems like...
And it clogged the pipes.
Lack of passion, in my opinion.
Yes, it's a lack of passion.
You know what I mean? It's like, do you even care about me?
Well, see, the problem is my buddy is super type B. He's really laid back. There's not a lot of things that get him going. You know what I mean? He's a go-with-the-flow type of guy. But he is annoyed that she's annoyed over the fact that they haven't fought. And his response is some girls love drama. And if they don't have it in their life, after a while, they go looking for it.
I don't really know if it's like necessarily that, though. I mean, like, sure, I agree with him. Like, that's totally valid and fair in some instance. But like, to not know your person, like that you claim to like love and be in this great relationship with, either they aren't fighting and that's like a huge problem, or they're fighting all the time and they act like they're not, or they're putting it out as a persona on either Instagram or to their friends.
Well,
like, oh my God, we never fight.
The people that are
beating the crap out of each other. So.
Oh, that's domestic. The people that are fighting a ton are the ones that are posting a ton on how great their relationship
is.
On,
saying. Yeah. It's like always a front. It's always a facade. And like, I always say this, the longer the caption for birthday or anniversary or whatever the case may be, the more they hate each other.
In any relationship, we can all agree, everyone's on their best behavior in the beginning. You want to show the best sides of you. However, that fades after a while. And now you're 6 months in, you're a year in. You start to figure out what bothers people, what their pet peeves are, what they like, what they don't like.
Right.
And there's going to come, you know, maybe you disagree on politics. Maybe you disagree on how somebody handles their financing. But you got to have those conversations. And I asked him, I said, well, if you guys have been together almost a year and you haven't had one argument or disagreement, maybe you're not having any of those heavy conversations yet.
Right. Like maybe you're not talking about things that actually matter.
Correct. Maybe it's all very surface level.
Which also is not a great sign.
Carrie is weighing in this morning. You guys can too. 585-252-9800. Everyone in this situation thinks fighting is to raise voices, feel angry, and maybe not speak for a while. And you have to make up afterwards. That's not always the case. If you're not having deep conversations or spending a majority of your time with your partner, then it doesn't leave room for friction or conflict or arguments.
Yeah.
And sometimes having those is healthy.
Yeah. This person says, my boyfriend and I didn't fight for the first year of our relationship, and I was a bit worried. Now we're about a year and a half in, and we argue a healthy amount, but they are the most healthy arguments I've ever had.
See, it's one way to – it's one thing to fight, and then it's one thing to fight and actually be productive when you do it, where it's healthy.
Right.
You know what I mean? I used to be the type of guy where
one sign of discomfort, well, gotta send it.
I'd shut down.
Yep.
And guys do that. They shut down. When things get uncomfortable or they feel triggered, it's right. Like, that's it. You're not getting a thing out of me for the next 5 hours. It's not healthy.
Healthy.
But going back
Bruce
to...
is running to the Hollywood Hotel.
Going back to Carrie's last text... I do agree with her. Relationship I was in for a little while a few years back, I think we got really good at arguing in a healthy way. Nobody was raising their voice or making threats. We would disagree and then talk about it in a healthy way. And I think fighting sometimes adds passion to the relationship.
Yeah.
It's like so much passion.
So much passion.
You know what I mean? It's that fire.
Are you just talking about makeup sex or?
That comes with it sometimes. Right. Sure.
For sure.
You know, where you're throwing furniture. Hey, guys, good morning. Arguing is healthy. Total red flag. People who brag about never being in a fight most likely are in a boring, loveless relationship. She's going to trigger a couple of people here.
My mom goes, sounds wonderful to me. Classic.
Your mom.
I love it.
Ah, that's great. Did you witness your parents arguing growing up? Like, just
I played the fifth.
Dude, I heard my parents one time at 10 years old having a blowout downstairs. Not like a blowout for me, like, but raising their voices. I remember my mom being very distraught. And I just remember freaking out at 10, and I ran to the stairs.
Are you guys going
to
get a divorce?
I yelled down the steps, I don't want you to get a divorce.
They're like,
they
up.
Both had, it was about them, and then I made it about me, so then they had to come up and comfort me. I was freaking out. Ashley says, I've been married almost 11 years, and we never had a fight. What? We've had disagreements, but we don't resolve them by fighting, and you don't need to fight or argue to have a healthy relationship, you guys. If the reason you're not fighting is because you're suppressing your feelings, yes, that's a problem. But if you both have enough emotional regulation to express your feelings constructively, then you have nothing to worry about.
Right.
That was well said, actually.
Absolutely.
It's very intelligent
so
text.
So insightful.
Very intelligent text. Now, you've been in a relationship with your girlfriend coming up on a year, or has it? When's your 1 year?
May 31st.
Oh, next month.
Yeah.
So in that time, you guys have gotten into some deep conversations and arguments and disagreements.
Absolutely. 150%.
Because I know this because you come in and if you're not sharing it on the air, you're definitely unloading it on me.
No, fully.
So how do you guys handle your arguments? How do you fight?
You know, there's a ton of different ways, but I feel like we've gotten so good in this past year, like, of identifying how, like, fair fighting kind of thing. You know what I mean? It's not fair to throw threats or, like, say things that you don't mean in the heat of the moment, because that definitely was a thing. And I was like, we're not going to do that. So, like, I just, like, feel like...
Words cut.
And, like, if you're, like... in a relationship, and I'm not saying this about, like, my own, but, like, if you're in a relationship and you're, like, threatening to break up with the person, it's, like, that's very unsafe.
Yeah.
It's very unsafe.
Yeah.
And it's, like, if that's going to happen every time we fight, like, we should leave now. We should probably go.
It's the arguments where it's, like, well, if you don't like it, there's the door.
Right.
You know, I'm not going to work on me.
Right.
It's just take it or leave it. And that's not good either, you know?
It's not healthy.
Yeah,
it's
so...
like an ultimatum, and that's not... because being in a relationship is, it takes two to tango, right? So it's not just like one person's way or the highway. Although my girlfriend's probably listening right now thinking it is your way. It's always your way.
100%. But to my buddy, basically how I left it off was I told him, you know, once you guys actually start spending way more time together and having deeper conversations, I think you're going to see that those arguments are going to come up.
Spend way more time together. They've been together for a year.
He hasn't spent one full weekend with her.
Okay, well, that's strange.
It's either like a Friday and then I'll see you next Wednesday. It's very casual.
I think they might not, like, don't like each other that much.
Oh, no. She's obsessed.
Is it the other way around, though? I don't know.
We're going to take a quick break. Thanks for the messages, you guys. PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy Breeze.